The Tedeschi Trucks Band is bringing their five-week Wheels of Soul summer tour to PNC Pavilion Sunday, July 22nd. Appearing on stage with them are the Drive-By Truckers and the Marcus King Band. This show promises to be high energy with an audience of devoted fans. With me by phone is guitarist Derek Trucks, who along with his wife Susan Tedeschi lead their 12-piece band. Thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're in New York tonight, Wolf Trap tomorrow night, almost halfway through the tour. Has the heat wave affected you and the band and your instruments much?
You know, the first three shows were incredibly hot. For the Marcus King Band went on a little bit earlier. It was probably 95 degrees or so. So there was everyone sweated through a lot of shirts. We had to do laundry sooner than we would have. But I think it was tougher on the crew, who does a lot more work than we do. But yeah, the first week of the tour was, it was pretty serious. But there were no major, no one passed out or anything. Everyone was safe, which is good, audience included. So we lucked out.
Does it impact your instruments at all?
A bit. I mean, tuning can be an issue, especially if you're going from a bus or a dressing room out into the heat. Everything goes flat pretty quickly, but you just have to stay on it. But yeah, it can cause problems. We didn't have any major problems this time, though.
I saw your show at the PNC Pavilion last year with the Wood Brothers and Hot Tuna. Those fans are really high energy and they're on their feet the whole time. It's a great show. How's this year's tour different with the Drive-By Truckers and the Marcus King Band?
You know, I think in some ways it's similar because they're Marcus's band and the Drive-By Truckers are pretty high energy. And, you know, the Wood Brothers, great songwriters, and I think that's the Drive-By Truckers' strength as well. So in some ways it's a bit similar, but, you know, Marcus is up and coming, and, you know, they're putting out records and writing music, and they seem to be on the up, and the Truckers have been around for maybe 20 years or so. I love those guys. I really love where their tunes come from, and they seem to have I like their attitude and the way they go about what they do. But, you know, it's different bands and a different chemistries, but it's really winding into a really good tour.
Do you have any new band members this year?
No. We've been able to stay consistent for the last few years, which is nice.
You and Susan married in 2001 and have two kids. Are they on the road with you this summer?
Yeah, they are. They're out with us. And I think one of the reasons we so look forward to the summer tour is we're able to bring our kids along. And yeah, it's just really nice being able to spend the summer with them and be out here working and having multiple bands out. It feels like a big traveling circus in a lot of ways, but it sure is a lot of fun.
And since you're playing at PNC Pavilion, you'll be able to take them to Coney Island if you get in town soon enough with all the rides and the swimming pool and everything.
Yeah, that would be fun. I don't know if we've taken them out there yet, so we'll have to, if we have time, we'll have to do that for sure.
Are they into music?
They are. I mean, my son is he's a pitcher on his high school baseball team, so that's his focus outside of school. But my daughter, she's always singing and writing, and I think she has she has kind of the aptitude for it. We'll see, though.
And you and Susan have made Jacksonville your home base with a backyard studio, and you've been working on your fourth studio album due out early next year. Any special guests on it?
You know, it's mainly the band. I mean, our good friend Doyle Bramhall, who I wrote a few tunes with on the record, he's on a track or two. And there was one tune that we wrote with Warren Haynes, and he sneaks in there on a tune as well. We had four members of the Jacksonville Symphony come out. Kofi Burbage, our keyboard player, wrote these beautiful charts for four of the tunes. And so there's a cello, viola, two violins on those four tunes. But, it's the band outside of that.
I hear you're interested in jazz. You've played with McCoy Tyner and Herbie Hancock and enjoy the music of Charles Lloyd and John Coltrane. Have you heard Charles Lloyd's album Forest Flower, one of my favorites?
Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful tune. I think Chico Hamilton playing drums on that track, that's a classic. We thought about sneaking that melody in from time to time. I think we'll have to break that thing back out. And I just remember Mark Quinones, who played percussion with the Allman Brothers, swung by the studio when we were making the record too. So he shows up on the album, played amazing stuff. He's an extremely talented musician. But yeah, Charles Lloyd, the stuff he did later later on too. There's a record with Billy Higgins. It's gorgeous. But Forest Flowers, that's a classic.
And what about some of the other jazz albums in your collection?
There's so many. You kind of go in and out of what your favorites are. But I mean, there's that string of Blue Note records that Wayne Shorter made, Speak No Evil and Juju, and just amazing, amazing records. You know, Kind of Blue was probably the first one that I really dug into. But that whole era, there's something about the late 50s to maybe 1964 or 65, where almost anything that was put out on Impulse Records or Blue Note, or there's a handful of labels where it's kind of hard to go wrong. There's just the musicianship was at a high level, and they were recording the music the right way. And you can just feel there was so much creativity at that time. So that's the era that I think I probably listen to the most, probably still. But I mean, there's incredible records that are made, you know, until this very day. So you're always trying to listen.
Well, I was wondering about Bela Fleck, because your work reminds me of what he's doing, in that he's been tipping his toes into world music and dabbling with various music genres, which you're doing. It's kind of like walking around the New Orleans Jazz Fest and drinking in all the various sounds from gospel to jazz to blues and world, which is kind of what I hear sometimes in your music. Talk about Bela. You've played with him?
Yeah, we've crossed paths quite a few times along the way. I mean, he's an incredible musician and just a really sweet, down-to-earth guy. He's always he's one of those guys you meet early on, and it kind of gives you hope that that you can be a good, normal human and a high-functioning musician, because sometimes you read stories and you wonder. But there's some good guys out there, and Bela is certainly one of them. And yeah, he's always keeps an incredibly open mind musically, and he's always seems to be searching and pushing himself, and that's what you hope to do yourself. I feel like Herbie Hancock is another one like that, who he always seems to be just looking for new ground and new things to tap into. So I think it's important. It keeps you young musically and physically, I think.
And you were part of Freddie King's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012. Of course, he recorded Hideaway here in Cincinnati at King Records. Share your thoughts on Freddie King and that night.
Freddie was just, he's one of those seminal musicians. I mean, there's legions of guitar players that just would never have picked up an instrument if you hadn't heard him, And those records he did with Leon Russell on Shelter, in the, I guess, late 60s, maybe early 70s, are beautiful records too. He had a few different careers, it seemed like. But, there's not many people that ever had the 1-2 punch like he did. I mean, he sang as good as anybody, and he played as good as anybody. There's some footage of him doing Have You Ever Loved a Woman, or I think it's on the show called The Beat. Just incredible footage of him singing and playing, and probably the early 60s. I don't know if there was anyone better at that time.
What about Lonnie Mack? Did you ever play with him or get to see him in performance?
I never got to. I think I was getting into that scene. I was young at the time, but I just missed him. And he's somebody that his presence was still very much felt in the blues circuit that I started on. And he, he's somebody that everyone spoke incredibly highly of, and definitely one that I wish I would have got a chance to see. I'm a fan from afar, but no, I never got a chance to see him.
And what about your guitar collection? How many do you have, and what are your favorites?
I usually find one or two guitars that I really love, and I stick with them. And, I carry two guitars on the road. Sometimes if we're doing an acoustic set or other things, and there'll be a few more out. But I didn't realize we had collected as many guitars as we had over the years. But between me and Susan and having a recording studio, there's a few dozen down there. SGs are what I love, but different guitars and different eras have different sounds. And when you're making a record, it's really nice to have those options. So, things pop up. We're not crazy guitar collectors, but if you find something at a pawn shop that sounds right and there's room in the bus, we'll snag one up occasionally.
Well, a friend wanted me to ask you what it is about the SG that you like so much.
I think early on, I remember seeing a picture of Duane Allman playing an SG, and I just thought it was a crazy good looking guitar when I was a kid, but when I started playing them, I think there was something about, I was 9 or 10 years old, 11 maybe, and the weight of a Les Paul was in some ways a little too heavy and didn't feel as balanced to me. But when I started playing an SG, it felt right. And, it's for a slide player, you can get really high on the neck. There's more access on an SG, which I've always liked. And, in some ways it's kind of a cross between a Les Paul and a Fender and the way it sounds. It's a little brighter than a Les Paul and a little warmer than a Stratocaster. So I just always like that spot. And then for me, once you find an instrument that you really connect with, and it becomes second nature, I usually don't vary too much. It's nice when it just becomes an extension of you, and you don't have to think about it. You don't have to think about where things are. You can just focus on melody and making music. And I've been an SG guy for a long time now.
One last question. You're in Florida's hurricane zone. Any problems the past few years, and how do you protect all that vintage equipment in your studio?
You know, we always keep a heavy eye on it. And, there's certain times where the instruments and everything have to go high ground or just everything on the second floor. And we sandbagged the studio a few times the last few years. It seems to, everything seems to be creeping closer and closer. I mean, we've had mandatory evacuations at our home, I think 2 or 3 times over the last few hurricane seasons, which I never really remember happening growing up. So we seem to be in the line of fire all of a sudden. But you just adjust, you know. And if it ever gets to a point where we live on a creek, the water level seems to be slowly ticking up. So, we've talked about what we would do if we had to move it. It wouldn't be a very quick operation, but I feel like the vintage gear and stuff, we're able to, with a little bit of sweat and effort, get it to high ground. So we've had to make that move a few times already.
Well, I know you're on the road and need your rest, so we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today and give Susan our best.
I certainly will, and I appreciate it, and we'll see you down the road, I hope.
All righty. Thanks a lot, and be safe on the rest of your tour, and we'll see you when you come into Cincinnati July 22nd.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
I've been in conversation with guitarist Derek Trucks, who's already on Rolling Stone's Top 100 Rock Guitarist of All Time list and has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with his work with the Allman Brothers Band. The Tedeschi Trucks Band will be coming to PNC Pavilion at Riverbend on Sunday, July 22nd, along with the Drive-By Truckers and the Marcus King Band. You'll find a link for tickets and more information at our website, wvxu.org/lx. I'm Lee Hay.